Tanya Kane. She is a senior retail reporter with Insider, talking a little bit about why there seems to be a shortage of just about everything out there these days. Anya, welcome to the Anna DeVellante Show.
Thank you so much, Elise, for having me on.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you here. So this is really kind of crazy. We hear that people ordering furniture are waiting 4 and 5 months. You've got a car that you're ordering. You're waiting 2 and 3 months. You go to Dollar Tree and there's a whole lot of, you know, shelves that are basically empty. What's going on here?
Well, gosh, this is a situation that is sort of like a perfect storm. COVID has exposed and exacerbated the delicacy of so many different supply chains across industries. So you have situations happening with computer chips where there's just not enough supply to meet demand right now. It takes quite a bit to create a computer chip, semiconductor manufacturing, and there's just not enough of that around the world to really satiate demand. And it's causing problems from everything from cars to, you know, your traditional computer items, and just slowing everything down. With furniture, you have all of these unfortunate situations where you have winter storms in the South that are, you know, stopping foam manufacturing, lumber shortages. The list just goes on and on. But of course, COVID's kind of the thing that is on everyone's minds right now, and that's just slowing down shipping in China a lot. You have port closures because one crew member tests positive. And, I mean, at this point, the transit time from Shanghai to Chicago has gone from 35 days to actually 73 days. So you're basically seeing this double the time that it takes to get items from China to the United States.
You know, this is really interesting. I just was at the grocery store the other day and I wanted to get some cottage cheese, and I find that they can't keep my favorite brand of cottage cheese in stock. And I know that it's made locally, right? We're not shipping cottage cheese from China, but even something like that, I think, is touched by, you know, COVID. You know, people who work at the dairy get sick and they shut the dairy production down, or they've slowed it down because they don't have enough people to actually work it. Are you finding, even with the production of food nationwide, whether it's, you know, picking fruits and vegetables and trying to bring those to market, to, you know, production of, I don't know, meat and chicken plants, you know, it seems like COVID has just touched us everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing we've definitely seen that's hurting the domestic side, especially with food delivery, is there's a truck driver shortage going on right now. Businesses are really trying to hire right now to fulfill some of this demand. And it's just been very difficult to put enough drivers on the road to get some of these things delivered. I know my husband and I recently shopped at the Costco in Merrillville. So we were very fortunate there to find our favorite brand of Mexican Coca-Cola. But down here in Indianapolis, that product has been missing for months. So it's odd sometimes how maybe a different distribution center will be able to make one thing work, but it's not a fix across the board for some of these retail companies.
So there's other kinds of backlogs too. You've got passports that are hugely delayed. Is that because the passport agency just shut it down and you know, for I don't know how long, 1, 2, 3, 4 months?
Yeah, COVID has totally thrown that into disarray. And it's also created with so much e-commerce going on and people relying on mail to get their packages. You know, shipping times have increased. And with people, you know, there's sort of uncertainty right now with the Delta variant. But for a while there in the summer, people were very keen to travel and kind of realized, oop, I need to, you know, get a passport or renew my passport. So it just kind of created this spike in demand that the passport agencies and the government employees tasked with doing this have not really been able to meet.
So the chip shortage is interesting because the U.S. used to be a huge producer of chips, semiconductor chips, and we were doing about 40% of the world's semiconductor manufacturing. Now it's about 10%. But you say in your reporting that you're quoting industry experts who say that the shortage, the chip shortage, will be a problem throughout next year. Does that mean that all of this will continue to be a problem? All of these different kinds of products and services that we're expecting, we're not going to get back to normal anytime soon?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's sort of what it's looking like. We're not going to get back to normal anytime soon. There's no real consensus among experts about when all of this is going to get corrected. It's probably going to be something that's, we're going to see piecemeal things kind of slowly going back to normal. Some things may come back online quicker, some may take longer. But I mean, the stats I've heard and experts I've heard kind of may indicate that we could see some of these delays stretch on until early 2023, unfortunately.
Well, I'd really love to talk with you just for a few minutes when we come back after break about the five things you should buy now and the five things you should buy later. Because right now is when September, right? People start to think about holiday planning, what they're going to buy for the holidays, for gifts, for Christmas, for Hanukkah, whatever it is. And they're definitely, this is going to affect that. And so I'm wondering, and we should talk about this in a few minutes, whether people should buy now when they see it and hang on to it for later, or if you should just wait for later. I know you've got some very specific thoughts about what's right to buy now and right to buy later. We're talking with Anya Kane. She is a senior retail reporter with Insider. I'm Elise Glink. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment with more on 720 WGN. Are you finding that it's just taking a really long time to get stuff? 847. I got three passports renewed by mail at three different times between January of 2021 and May of 2021. It each took no more than 8 weeks. I don't understand the backup now. I mailed them in directly. And 847 continued, the passports were not even expedited. Well, it sounds to me like you got lucky. Anya Kane is with us. She's a senior retail reporter from Insider. And Anya says that everything is backed up. But there are five things that you might want to buy now. And because of the backups, perhaps, five things you might want to buy later. So, Anya, tell us, what should we all think about buying now?
Absolutely. Yeah, going into Labor Day, we're going to see some pretty great deals, but it's going to be a bit different this year, just given that everything's different, right? I'll add the caveat that if you see something you love and it's got a good price, buy it. So I'm just speaking generally here.
Okay.
I would say the top five things you should buy right now. Summer clothing, always a great buy around Labor Day. Different outlets are putting this on sale because they're trying to get rid of it as we go into fall. In a similar vein, lawn care equipment, so things like lawn mowers or even outdoor things like pool supplies, summer kind of equipment that you would associate with the hotter season, great buy right now. Again, people are putting those on sale. Grills are a great bet around Labor Day. You might get better prices if you wait longer into autumn, but the supply will also dwindle. So Labor Day tends to be a pretty good time to buy these up. Some outlets have great sales on large indoor appliances, so keep an eye out for those if you're in the market. And then a lot of your favorite brands, you know, everything from Home Depot to Bonobos, home improvement to clothing to outdoor equipment. A lot of these brands are putting out Labor Day sales. So if you want to splurge and treat yourself, you know, with your favorite brands, go online, look at what kind of products they have on sale, and this might be a nice time to do that.
Now, you say that outdoor furniture, which is typically a Labor Day tradition, that's sort of an iffy thing right now for you. Because is that also because there's just simply not enough supply?
Exactly. There's not enough supply right now for furniture in general, including patio furniture. And so even though that's often a great Labor Day buy, just be mindful that this is in a short supply. So if you go out and you're not seeing that, that's why. If you can get it at a good deal, go for it. But you will, I think, be one of the lucky ones. Given the lumber shortage and the high lumber prices and some of this issue regarding manufacturing in the southern states, it has just been a very hard year for the furniture companies. And, we're going to see a shorter supply of those this year.
Well, for sure, our listeners are understanding that. 815 said, I've been waiting since February to get my garage started. Ugh. They're not
Yikes.
The only one. There are a lot of the other people have been waiting for a long time. All right. What are five things you should buy now if you see it?
Yeah, absolutely. I would, in terms of buying later.
I'm sorry, buying later.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Buying later, I would definitely say it's a horrible time to buy a car. That's a life necessity. But if you can put it off, I would. Just with this computer chip thing, it's not a buyer's market for cars right now. I would say that fall clothing is usually a pretty bad bet around Labor Day. If you can wait until later in the season, some of those prices are going to go down.
Although,
it might be tempting to buy that early.
Yeah, no, I have to jump in and just say that some of my favorite brands have been sending me notifications that they have an early fall sale, and it makes me think that they're not doing well with their sales this summer. And so they are highlighting it. You're seeing it at some of the big retailers, Nordstrom's. You're seeing it at like Neiman Marcus, the higher end stuff, but also Macy's. It seems to be putting more fall stuff on and as kind of a pre-fall sale.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, there's always exceptions, so you definitely want to look out for those, because if you can get a nice coat or some sweaters right now, I mean, who doesn't want that as we go into fall?
For sure.
But sometimes it's a trap, right? They're just trying to get rid of their summer clothing, and then, and then the fall stuff is full price.
Retail trapping you? Oh my goodness! What about Black?
I know.
What about toys and gizmos and electronics for Black Friday? Are we going to have a Black Friday again? And what about the Amazon early days and all that stuff?
Oh yeah, that's a great question, because toys and electronics are typically better to wait further into the fall, specifically for Black Friday. And, of course, Amazon's changed the whole game with some of its sales events. So I think waiting for one of those, whether it's, Amazon's Prime Day, Target deal days, later into the holiday season. I'll add the caveat, though, that if you're going to be buying toys and electronics online as part of a special gift for somebody, just make sure you do that maybe a little bit early. I would say Labor Day is too early, but make sure you are giving yourself enough time to get that in time to get it to the person you're gifting it to, because there's going to be a lot of delivery potentially backlog this holiday season.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. I was looking for a birthday gift for somebody, and I know that they're big cooks, and I was thinking, oh, I'll get them a knife. And it was interesting to see that some of the big cookware stores online and in person have different kinds of sales going on right now for different brands. One of them, I was just looking at, knives, right? So Henkel is a big one, and Wusthof is a big one. And the different companies actually have different brand specials that are going on right now. So you can't compare the two at the one company, but you can compare them for different kinds of companies. So it's worth shopping around.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's like there's so much to keep track of right now, right? Because you're like, okay, you don't want to put it off too much, but you don't want to get it too early because then the deals might not be as good. But, that's just the modern, fall shopping consumer experience at this point. One thing I would add is we've talked a lot about indoor furniture. We're talking couches, tables. If you can put off buying something like that, you will be saving yourself a lot of frustration. As one of your listeners mentioned, there's month-long delays right now. It is a very vexing time to buy a couch. So, one thing that you can do is you can hit up Goodwill for something, for like a temporary item potentially, or a permanent item if you like it. But buying something new is going to be very rough right now, unfortunately.
Anya Kane is a senior retail reporter with Insider. Thank you so much for your insights. Very helpful.
Thank you so much, Elise. It was great talking to you.
Great talking to you, too.